What have the last couple of months of development been like?
They've been pretty cool. Obviously, we're working towards something. We've been through with this process before now, so we kind of know where we're going. Last time there was a lot of figuring out that needed doing. So, you know, the last couple of months of development of any game are hectic as hell. It's 9:30 and we've still got guys here that are working away. So, but we're not too bad with that kind of stuff. So yeah, I mean, we're feeling good. We're feeling like, you know, once the game's ready, and it's gonna be good.
What do you think was the biggest criticism of the game on PS3, and how do you think you've tackled it in the PS4 version?
So there was loads of different ones. I mean, like, you're going to get guys that are just, like, you've not got anybody on the roster. It's, you know, fake characters, that kind of thing. So one of the biggest things that we've done, obviously, is we've gone and signed Rey Mysterio to be as part of the DLC for the game. There's plenty of other big surprises in line. You know, great guys that we're working with, and more of that will be revealed in time, if you like. So that's a big deal. Then there was stuff like, you know, the graphics. We overhauled the graphics. We're still an indie team. We've still only got a couple of artists, so don't be expecting AAA graphics by any means. But I think it's a massive improvement what we've got. We didn't have a crowd in the last one. But that was by design. That was, you know, the game used to be called Empty Arena Wrestling. And just for proof, I don't know if you can see. I don't want to break it.
No, it's all good.
This right here.
Wow.
It's like, this is so long ago. This was a prototype. Not prototype, just a mock-up.
I love it.
Wrestling.
Yep.
Punk on the thing, you know, like, that was... I want to say that was done maybe 3.5 years ago or something.
So. You can't forget that, though, man. Those are your roots. That's where that game comes from, man. That's awesome.
So we're gonna just pop that back up here.
Yep. How difficult was it to get Rey? What was that process like?
Oh man, it took a long, long time. So we've been working on that deal for months. You know, I flew out to San Jose back at WrestleCon last year. I met with Rey and Conan then, and worked out the deal. It's taken a long time for us to get there, but we finally got there, and we're all announced, and he's coming to put some shows on for us, and exciting times.
So Conan was with Rey during the whole deal?
Oh yeah, I mean, Conan's Rey's manager.
Yeah, so. He's like the godfather of the luchador scene. That's pretty crazy.
I think he's been with Rey since Rey was a kid.
Yeah.
And looks after him kind of thing.
For me, a millennial, like, well, maybe even a little pre-millennial, growing up watching, I remember Conan when he was in WWE, and he had that crazy gimmick with the samurai outfit and stuff, and he's been all over the place. He's a legend, too. I mean, is that somebody that you would think maybe in the future one day that you would want to feature in the game?
I've mentioned it to him. There's a lot of guys out there, obviously, but one of the guys I used to love playing with on the WCW NWO Revenge was Conan.
Yeah.
The Sunrise thing.
Yeah, the Tequila Sunrise. And then, the Rampage, like Paige's finisher. That's Conan's move, man. Conan used to do that 20 years ago. So, yeah. All right. That's cool. As far as feel goes on the PS4, how does this game feel different on the PS4?
Well, I mean, obviously the PS4 is a different beast in itself. I mean, it's like, you know, the machinery and all the rest of it behind it means that we've got better frame rates, everything's smoother, you know. I mean, like, the animations play nicer. We had a lot of troubles with the PS3. There was, you know, small team tackling possibly the most complicated hardware of all time with a brand new game engine at the time. And, you know, there was a lot of issues that we had to work through. With the PS4, it's just been a hell of a lot simpler, and we obviously started with a fairly well worked out base, if you like, so now everything's smoother, and you know, it just feels nicer. It's a bit more fluid. That's one of the first things that I noticed with it. Like, we had a guy on it for a couple of weeks to get something up and running on the PS4, and as soon as it was like, oh my god, this is so much smoother, you know. So we managed to retain that, and it's definitely an improvement.
So this game is great for you, not only because, I mean, you get to make a game, but you've become a promoter, too. I mean, how has this game and this property, this franchise, changed your life?
Well, I mean, it's huge, right? This is what we set out to do. And if you think about what our first game was, Wrestling Manager, that was, you know, something I'd wanted to make since I was a kid, too. And that's because deep down, this is, you know, doing the promotion side, something I've always wanted to do. And now I get to do it. And I get to do it with names like Rey Mysterio, Jay Lethal, John Morrison, Kalito, BJ Black. Let's go for that. You'll hear about why in a couple of months. But yeah, we work with PJ. And a whole bunch of other great guys, you know, like the up and coming guys, like Matt Skrull. I don't know if you know who that guy is, but he is incredible. Will Ospreay, you know, I could list all the guys that we've got. We've got an amazing roster, a world-class roster. And like, for me to be able to do that in our second show, if you like, because we've already done the Edinburgh show, and that was cool enough as it was. Mm-hmm. But we did the Edinburgh show specifically to get loads of backstage footage for this show and to see, you know, to give that as like a test run. So this is a big deal for us. We're really excited.
So in terms of modes, last year you had, you know, obviously, you know, the modes where, you know, the task-based modes where you were trying to do specific things. And, I mean, I'm still not finished with them. Some of them are so hard, and it's like, it's great in a way because it's like, it's great to, before work, I could try it two or three times before I had to go to work. Or on a Friday, I could spend a couple of hours messing around with them and stuff like that. That was like a hallmark of the game. Are you guys adding any extra modes to the next game?
There's definitely something extra coming. But we're going to keep that under wraps right now.
What are your goals for this project? Bottom line, like the three or four things that you feel like that you have to get done in this run.
So, you know, we wanted to get out on the PS4 with something that was, again, like a really solid base to build upon going forward. But we wanted to implement all the feedback from the last game. So, like, there was a lot of people that was, you know, loaded times on the PS3 was atrocious. Could take you a minute between matches. Yeah. Could take you know, you would go into the unlockable screen and it would be a load screen, and then you'd come out and there'd be a load screen. Well, we got rid of that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So we had, you know, we had a far better system for that kind of thing. And we just want to, you know, with this one, we want to show what the first one could have been like a little better, if you know, and build on it that way. So, you know, we're still a small team, and truth be told, we're, you know, we still new hardware and all the rest of it, so it's taken a little bit of learning and stuff, but it's, yeah, I mean, like, to get everything coming together, like, with the crowd, and, you know, the new, like, in the last game, we had one character model in the game. If you line up all the characters together, they look very similar.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
This one, every character's got their own model. They've even got their own models for the three alternate attires. And it's, it just makes the game look a hell of a lot nicer and a lot more professional, I feel like. So that kind of stuff is important to us.
Another question that I have to ask, because one of my favorite parts of Five Star Wrestling was the theme songs for the wrestlers. Oh my god, I was walking around my house, America! That stuff just grew on me. So, is Ray going to have his own serious parody theme song?
We're working on something, but because he's Rey Mysterio, it might be an official song rather than something else. We've still got to work out
I gotcha.
The little kings there.
Okay.
But there'll definitely be something cool in the way of music. Just so you know, the Raging and the Organ theme, there's a guy that's contacted me. There must be some kind of like 4chan thread or something. And like this crew of people have got together and asked me to give them the instrumental version so that they can all do like big tracks together.
That's awesome.
I'm really looking forward to hearing it. Like,
yeah, man.
I've already heard little snippets where there's just loads of guys getting together, singing the song, and then putting it all together.
I love it.
Yeah, like it's cool to see that kind of thing take off. So little bits like that are really good to me. You know, like something like that makes my day.
What are you guys thinking about as far as price point for this game? Considering that you guys are going to have a lot more content, it's going to be a lot more polished. So what's the thought process there right now?
We're actually looking to make it a little bit cheaper than we did last time.
Wow.
So, you know, we looked at the feedback last time, and people thought, you know, I mean, they wasn't really looking at the things that we thought mattered. So, the, you know, the number of moves per wrestler,
mm-hmm.
the in-depth gaming system that we had. They were still, like, going, well, this game's got, like, 50 wrestlers, and this one's only got 8. You know?
Yeah.
And that was, you know. And we have to look at that and be realistic and think, well, if that's kind of what the perception is, well, you know, we'll create a bit more value this way.
Okay.
So, and if that means that, you know, it opens it up to a wider market, then great. Because that's kind of where we're, you know, we're in the long-term vision here.
I got you.
This is where we want to go.
Yeah.
Still here. So. Mm-hmm.
So bottom line, for someone that may have skipped it the first time on PS3, why should they play it on PS4 when it's released in 2016?
I mean, it's got the deepest wrestling game system in there. I mean, like, you can still do all the things that you could in the last one, where you could work a guy's leg, and then when he, you know, when he goes to pick you up for a powerbomb or something, his knee will crumble. Still don't finish it, finish your reversals.
Love. It's my favorite part of the game. Love it.
That was cool, right? Like, we didn't have a promise there, did we? That
uh-huh.
was so we've got that kind of stuff, you know. And that's it's one of the interesting things. Like, when I'm talking to Ray, and like I was saying to him, oh yeah, we've got the you know, like the thing where we have the different amount of finishes from stuff. Ray was like, oh man, I could run with that. I could tell you all these different positions I can do. Like the six, you know, he wants to do the 619 around the ring post and all this kind of stuff.
Oh, so I have to ask you that now. Oh my God, you just blew my mind. So now you're adding these new wrestlers. So are they going to have finisher to finisher?
Oh yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's a big thing for us going forward, right? I mean,
yeah.
That's something that we do. That, you know, I mean, like, the WWE's got 120 guys. It would be hard to implement that in 120 guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not impossible, and they could do it, but like, that's something that we feel is unique to our stuff right
sure.
now. And it's cool anyway. Like, you should have that. It's just a cool moment, and we've already got some planned out. So like I was saying, the Aegis Aldra Mysterio thing. Can you imagine, like, he's going for the 619 and he catches the legs, pulls him through from the Styles Clash? Or he's going for the Styles Clash off the top rope and the guy hurricane rounds him and he lands him for the 619. So many possibilities.
Yeah, like a 619 into an F5. I mean, there's all sorts of crazy things that you could do, you know?
Absolutely.
All right. Is there anything else that you want to say moving forward, aside from the fact that, like, you've gotten us incredibly excited for the game?
Well, I mean, we've got the game. The game's a massive thing. But, like, just in case you've got any UK readers there, these shows that we're doing, these are huge. I mean, like, the biggest shows that UK promoters ever tried to put on. Been super ambitious with this. We've got, I don't know if you've seen the card, but it is huge. And you know, I mean, to go and try and do Sheffield Arena with 13,000 people is ambitious, and some may say overly ambitious, but we wanted to give it a real go. Like, why put limits on yourself?
Last question for me, because one just popped up in my head. I have no problem with downloadable games. I will download them to my heart's content, but will this be available retail as well as download?
Not this time. Just download for now. We would eventually hope to build, but we don't feel like you could put a game on retail until there's a certain number of characters and
excellent.
A certain number of other features. So we're going to wait until we've built it up, and then once we've built it up and added a lot more to it, then we'll maybe go that way.